this time. We're with the WGXC News for Sunday, June 23rd. Assemblyman Pete Lopez, Republican from Schoharie, is crowing that legislation he sponsored, Assembly Bill 7682, to create the Mountain Clove Scenic Byway from Hunter to Palenville, passed the Assembly and the Senate, and now waits for Governor Andrew Cuomo's signature. Quote, the Mountain Clove's Scenic Byway will highlight the natural beauty and rich history of the Northern Catskills and invite people from across the state and nation to experience what the region has to offer, unquote, said Assemblyman Lopez in a press release. Quote, this designation will help strengthen economic viability in our small rural towns, bringing tourism and outdoor recreation and supporting our shops, eateries, and other businesses. The entire mountaintop community will benefit from this initiative, unquote. The Mountain Clove Scenic Byway will be a 41-mile route from Palenville to Hunter along Route 214, with secondary loops to the Kedderskill, Stony, and Platte Cloves. Lopez's press release says, quote, the corridor management plan includes stewardship projects as well as improvement projects to the existing roadways such as State Routes 23A, 214, Platte Clove Road, Greene County Routes 25, 23C, 18, and 16. These projects include adding turnouts, parking and viewing areas, picnic areas, and hiking trail access. The plan includes formulating an area-wide bicycle and pedestrian master plan, as well as installation of interpretive displays to help visitors learn more about the history and environment of the Catskills. Space.com reports that Sunday, June 23rd, the moon will be at perigee, its closest point to Earth. This year, it happens as the moon enters its fullest phase, creating the so-called supermoon. At its fullest and closest, the moon will appear about 12% larger in the sky and up to 30% brighter, according to Space.com. On Sunday night, the moon rises in the evening and should be visible, weather permitting, in the WGXC listening area. See Space.com for more information about the supermoon. Nathan Mayberg in the Registrar reports that on Friday, June 22nd, Hudson Mayor William Hallenbach vetoed a common council law that would have allowed live chickens in Hudson. In a statement, Hallenbach wrote, quote, I realize that there are some individuals who want to be able to raise chickens of their own for some of the health and other benefits provided, such as eggs being a good source of nutrition, chickens providing companionship, chickens eating insects, and chickens helping to build communities. On the other hand, I realize the concerns of residents who are equally concerned about noise, odor, disease, slaughter, chickens running wild, and property value declines, unquote. Hallenbach also said Hudson will hold a public hearing at 4 p.m. June 28th at City Hall about whether live chickens should be allowed in Hudson. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible mainly after 4 p.m., a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night, a low around 65 and a continued chance of occasional storms, which also continues Monday mainly after 2 p.m., a 30% chance of rain with a high near 89. And a low around 64 on Monday night. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.